Hey everybody, and welcome to the 25th episode of the third season of Press X to Start.
Hey.
Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone. And we here at Press X hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your returning, defending, heavyweight champion from Wishnigglewood, California, a.k.a. the janitor because I be washing niggas, a.k.a. Mr. RN, and the RN doesn't stand for registered nurse, it stands for real nigga. Marcus Ellison.
Damn.
Right?
You know, I gotta keep going.
It's okay, it's okay. I mean, with such realness, I would think you have, like, you know, a big bushy beard and whatnot.
Look, man.
Behind the curtain.
You don't gotta be exposing me like that on this audio podcast.
Yeah, what I'm seeing you exposed right now, all these little pretty little cheeks of yours.
What's your old baby face looking at?
Who are you, man?
I am DJ, a.k.a. Sexy Bad Choices.
Yeah.
A.k.a. DJ, formerly known as Scarlett Johansson. A.k.a. Did you know
what
that your stomach can dissolve a razor blade?
What?
Yeah.
That's how powerful the acids are?
Yes, yes.
God damn.
In a study,
They
don't specify the study.
Okay.
They don't care. Yeah. In a study, scientists found that the thickened back of a single edge blade dissolves after 2 hours being immersed in stomach acid.
So what you're saying is if you really want to hurt somebody, don't just stab them anywhere. Stab them in the stomach. So all that acid just leaks on out and burn them internally.
Shit.
Is
that a thing that could happen?
Seppuku, yeah.
Possibly. I just have a lot of questions about, like, how that razor blade got in the person's stomach for them to even
on occasion that you accidentally swallow a razor blade.
I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Stupid, you know what kids are doing these days with that fork knife?
I mean, that's true.
The whole apple thing, remember? People hide razor blades in apples. You eat the whole apple by itself without chewing it.
Oh, yeah. Boom. That whole weird Halloween.
Don't they also hide in Halloween candy,
fear,
too?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, this is why I don't trust liberals.
Don't let your children grow out on Halloween. They'll swallow razor blades.
Oh, hey, by the way, happy Build a Wall Day, guys. Happy Build a Wall Day.
What?
Oh, really?
That's a thing that happened.
My God.
Supreme Court passed that.
Anyway, I am Douglas, a.k.a. your barrister of Baltimore.
All right.
Kill anybody on the way over?
No, not today. But however, I will be starting my new job in downtown Baltimore, so I'll keep a body count for you guys next time.
Ooh, yeah.
Appreciate that.
I love body counts, and he's not talking about sex. And with that, we're going to go on into what we've been playing. So,
sex.
See, this is why you're a mature audience rating.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Also the N-words.
Neighbor?
Yeah, that one.
Nicotine? Okay.
That one as well.
Nicotine's bad.
It is.
Real That's bad. Why you can't have it in video games. It makes people smoke when they
exactly.
see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of rated mature.
Yes.
I'm still playing Days Gone.
I saw you was playing it last night. I sent you a message that you're still in knee deep in the struggle.
Yep. So I am at what seems to be the final stretch of the game. Now, it is entirely possible that there is some epilogue bullshit that I don't know about, but it seems like I'm in the last stretch. And I just have some thoughts. This won't be too in-depth because obviously this is an old hat game at this point, but this game did not, like I said before, need to be a goddamn open world game. Because the way that this game is structured is wonky as hell. There's so much padding for time in this game that just adds a lot of fluff and really derails the momentum of the stories.
Do you feel like it's an insult to your time as a gamer?
I don't know if I go as far as say an insult because I'm not
dare disrespect my time.
$60.
The more time you spend there, it's less time you spend on Overwatch. So I'm just wondering.
I mean, that's very true. That's very true. So in that way, it is a disrespect to my time. But the problem is, I think that the game, whenever it starts to ramp up momentum wise, because it's an open world game and because the way that they deliver missions to you is garbage, there's not as smooth of a flow to the storytelling or the actual game than there could be. Because I think that if this game would have been just a linear Last of Us-esque narrative-driven single-player experience,
yeah,
it still wouldn't have been a perfect game, but right, it would have been much better.
Yeah,
because right now,
streamlined.
Right, because yeah, right now it's sitting at like probably like a 7 out of 10 for me. Mm-hmm.
And you're almost done with the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it could have really been like an 8.5, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because wow, the story itself has really grown on me.
Right.
And I think that there's a lot of really strong performances, interesting characters in the world. The world itself as well is interesting. Like one of the cooler aspects of the game is the more you find out about the Nero tests, mm-hmm, and kind of how they've been experimenting on the Freakers and how there's just something about the Freakers that tethers them to humanity. Mm. While still being these, they come off less like dead humans, mm-hmm, and more like evolved humans.
They just don't wear shirts.
Yes.
Cool.
But it's really.
But are they like ripped like vampires?
Nips out for everybody.
Hey.
They're all pretty ripped. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I know some people who make the choice, like, you know, if I was a zombie, at least I look in some shorts.
Right. Sure. You know, I could still do Topless Tuesdays.
Hey.
But. So, like, there are really great elements about the game. Yeah. It's just undermined by the choice to make it an open world game. Mm-hmm. And I think also by making an open world, it left open too many possibilities for glitches.
Okay.
Because they're consistently having to generate things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas yeah, if it was a streamlined single player experience,
you can load in the whole thing and then
exactly
go into that.
Do you think the reason why they also added a lot of this extra content is what they hope that they can make a sequel and they can build upon this world?
Possibly, but
do you want that?
No.
Yeah.
And the thing is, because I haven't beat the game yet, but where everything is getting to, I don't see the need. I'm gonna need to see how the game ends, but I just don't see where they would go with the sequel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think that there's enough meat left on the bone for there to justify a continuation of this story, or at least a continuation of Deacon's story.
Makes mm-hmm sense. Makes
so sense. Yeah, I don't know.
You're still making it through.
I am, and I'll be back once
you
I beat
like someone who's like, I got to work a few more hours of overtime,
essentially.
Like, pretty damn much. Yeah,
yeah. And then I'll be freed up until Ghost Recon comes out.
Yes.
But more until Pokemon Masters comes out.
Oh. Yeah.
Later this summer.
So what you been playing, DJ?
So let me tell you guys about a little story that I had this morning, right?
Okay.
Does it involve a dragon?
Actually, you know what? I do have a story about a dragon.
Okay.
I wasn't even gonna talk about Dragon's Dogma, but uh-oh, thank
damn
you, Doug.
It.
You did this.
So
you did this.
This is a real quick story.
Okay.
He is so pumped about this.
I love Dragon's Dogma. Oh my gosh. So I was, you know, just chilling. I was on a quest. I was trying to get to this one location, and my Dragon Dogma history told me, hey, there's a dragon over there.
Okay.
Don't fuck with that dragon.
Okay.
Because you're probably not ready.
Right.
And I was like, actually, I was at a lower level in this area than I am now. So right now, I'm like level 40. Mm. Mm-hmm. I could probably fuck with this dragon.
Right.
Of course.
It can't beat me. So I'm minding my business. I wasn't going to mess with the dragon if the dragon didn't mess with me.
Okay.
Dragon saw me and was like, bitch. And I was like, what did you call me? So I ran over there.
This dragon's from Southeast. It's rolling around like, you don't belong here.
Right. So I ran over there. I was like, what did you just say? And it was like fireball. I was like, oh, fuck. So we spent about a good 10 minutes fighting. And I'm like, oh, I'm whipping this thing's ass. I'm like catching in its heart. So like with the dragon, for this first dragon that you fight.
Did you throw some water on it?
So here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. When you fight the dragon, its weak spot is its like chest, like its heart.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It has like a really like thin layer of skin that you break off and you can actually hit the heart.
Okay.
And I'm like, I know how to do this. I've fought you before. You're just a mirror image of what you used to be. Somebody that I used to know, but whatever. So I did that. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here wailing on the heart, thinking I'm doing stuff. And I look at his health. I'm like, you're like not even half health and you have like 8 health bars. Mm. I need to leave. This is not where I need to be right now. Needless to say, I left that situation.
Mm-hmm.
One of my pawns died.
May you rest in peace.
But they're just pawns, you know.
We're trying to give them a moment of silence for the pawns, man.
That was a moment of silence, guys.
you just wrecked it, man. You're so mean. Pawn ain't
shit. He didn't have a personality.
So that was my Dragon Thalma story. Back to my earlier story. So this morning I was putting together news titles or news, and thank you, Doug, for the news again. Appreciate that. I saw on there the last story was that game company's new game called Sky, Children of Light.
Children of Light.
All of the lights.
Children of Light. Yes.
Yeah.
Kanye West is in the background. You
know? Why the fuck are you here? But so I was like, oh, this is cool. So I had no idea that this just was a thing.
Right.
So I checked out a YouTube video. I was watching the video. I was like, because I just assumed PlayStation game, right?
Mm.
And the controls, like there's like a hand that popped up on screen. It was like, tap the screen here to move this way. And I'm like, "That's how do you do that with a controller?" I lied to you not. I watched about 5 minutes of this 12-minute long video trying to figure out how you would tap the screen holding a PlayStation controller.
Did you put your hand on the screen instead of the C?
No, I was like, I guess I'll use a trackpad because that's what it's for, right? Yeah. My dumb ass.
I wish Sean was here.
You don't read. Needless to say, I figured out it was a mobile game.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, shit, it's a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
Downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
My first inclination of the game was remember, like,
it's a free to pay type of game. Like it's free to play, and then you can buy stuff.
I don't know.
You didn't spend any money when you download, did you?
No. So okay. It was a free game.
Mm-hmm.
I start. It's very much so like Journey. So like you take this small character, and you're like this big world. You're in a big world, and you're like journeying to a destination kind of thing.
Yeah, you're playing a screensaver.
Hey. Cute screensaver, sir.
Oh, beautiful screensaver.
You're right. Mm. So I was very, very, very much so like critical about this game because right. I was just in that space, you know, it's just like, what is this? Like, just I'm not doing anything in this game.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I felt myself just being hugged by this game. And I was like, what's happening?
Was it consensually? Did it feel good?
It was.
Was Serena in the room? Was this you in the game?
No, I was by myself.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, just a little bit of light shining on my face.
And oh,
I
was my like,
goodness.
I feel this so angelical hug. This is amazing.
Is it hugging you from the front or from the back?
It was everywhere.
Oh.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere hug.
Yeah.
These angels are getting freaky.
It was like a sphere of hands. Like,
oh.
So like the Death Stranding trailer? Where are all these hands coming from?
So I ended up playing about an hour of this game. I played until the game crashed. I was like, all right.
Okay.
And then the hug was
back
over.
To the news. So I'll come back to that game. But yeah, it was, you have to be in the right mindset for that game
because
it is very much so you're guiding the character in a direction and then like you can like jump,
right.
You can do other stuff. Like I actually made a little friend that I was playing with in the game.
Aww.
And then we both jumped off this cliff and we were flying. And I guess because we jumped off at the same time, I was kind of stuck in the character. I'm like, you know, that's fine. Whatever. I could deal. And then the game crashed. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
So that was that.
The game broke up. So is it kind of like Journey? You just meet strangers along the way to help you get to your journey?
Maybe it was the friend you made along the way.
That crashed my goddamn phone.
All right.
That was it.
Well, now it's time
for the group play of the week.
To talk about more Overwatch.
Are we slowly becoming an Overwatch podcast again?
Again, yes, right? All over again. Yay! Because we got old DJ back on the saddle.
They did.
I also want to give props to DJ because DJ started playing this really late at night.
Yeah.
Into a game that he hasn't played, I guess, about almost 2 years now.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And he was a great, and both of you guys were really good sport because I know I'm aggressive when I play Overwatch. And
he's aggressive. He is aggressive.
Bitch.
Actually, I don't think you heard me do the bitch call. I wasn't playing Reaper. Mm-mm.
We did hear you say a bunch of other stuff, though.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I tried to be as both encouraging, because I like to recognize people with accomplishment and let people know what they're doing. Because a lot of times it's easy to talk about how bad people are,
right?
Yeah.
Versus trying to let people know they did something well.
Absolutely.
And also know that, like, as a healer main, making sure that they know that I'm with them. Because oftentimes people are in a healer battle. You're not going to see, like, if I'm more, you're not going to see the golden shower around you.
Yeah.
Or if you're Mercy, you may glance around and see that bar around you, but it's so inconspicuous that it's easy to forget.
Yeah.
And so it was great because it was obviously a DJ, Marcus, Cam, Larissa.
Shout out to Larissa.
Yeah, yep.
And then you're a friend of yours, right?
Yes, one of my friends also joined in. Okay. Sad boy. Yeah, we had a cool crew.
Yeah, and I was shocked. Like, I knew. So at this point, I played with Doug several times, and I know that you're like an Overwatch player, so you'll play for hours upon hours.
Well, it worked for me for that. Also, I had a Friday off, so I could I could play at 1 o'clock at night since I wasn't doing anything the next
day. Then there was, you know, Larissa, who I've also played with a lot, so I knew. I was shocked with how long you were on the game, DJ. I was like, all right, DJ gonna be here for like a few games and bounce. Nah, DJ was in the thick of it for hours.
I mean, it was amazing. It was a great opportunity.
I was so proud.
I mean, first of all, I'm sorry for my words.
Oh, no, it was fun. It was good. It was a good time.
It's very different than when we were playing that other game that refused to give me two trophies.
Moment of silence for that other game.
Yes.
But anyway.
But yeah, tell us, DJ, tell us how you feel.
So it was very interesting coming back to Overwatch after taking such a long hiatus because I didn't think I was going to be back.
We didn't either.
So, like, seeing all the new characters and just how the UI has changed, like, oh, this is interesting. Like, it's almost like walking into your old childhood home and then finding out that someone else has moved in and they just kind of moved everything around.
Right.
Fuck them. But I had a good time playing. It was interesting to kind of digest some of the balance changes that happened. Like, as I was mentioning off mic, that I kind of felt like Mayhead might have been nerfed a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of the new characters that I played, I liked Ashe. I really liked Ashe. I need a bit more work with Baptiste. Okay. And then
he's a cool character. I really like he requires more skill than I think some people appreciate.
Yeah.
Because he's a shooter, not like Ana. He's not a sharpshooter like Ana.
Yeah.
So you have that leeway. And he has an automatic gun, but is that a delay?
Yeah, it's a 3-burst rifle.
Correct. And so he's a character which, if you can play him well with a good team around you, he's amazing like that. He's almost like Lucio in that regard.
Yeah.
But the immortality shield, so long as everybody in that proximity, he's amazing. But if you're somebody off in the distance, he can't do anything for you.
Right. Really. See, okay, so the reason why I played so long was because I knew in myself that I couldn't just play a couple games and be out because I wouldn't be able to adjust to how Overwatch is played, and I wouldn't have a fun time by doing that. So I knew that, okay, if I'm playing this, I'm going to play this for at least like 2 hours. So
we're glad you did. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. But like, for me, when I am in that like kind of first person shooter kind of game, my inclination is to get a person that can shoot well, run through people's face, and shoot people in face.
Right.
And, you know, you can't do that.
The Call of Duty method.
Right. Exactly. The tried and true Call of Duty method.
Right.
And you can't really do that in Overwatch because it's a team-based game and people who you think, does damage, don't really do that much damage.
Right.
So that was a thing that I had to kind of get adjusted into again. And then also, because there's all these new characters, I'm just like, I forget who balances who and like, who works with who. So there was often times where I was just like, I jump, play Junkrat, die, go back to the character selection screen. I'm just like, who can I use now?
I'll do 30 characters.
Right.
Yeah. And that's because certain characters, for example, like we had to conversation about Symmetra. Symmetra has a big rework about the past year where for her, instead of having 6 turrets, it's now 3. instead of turrets, like you could punch a turret down to kill it. Now there's a little bit of life to those turrets and it slows you down. The biggest change really is the teleporter, because it used to be that a teleporter was
her ult.
Yep. Either that or the shield, Jen. Whereas now it's always there, I think every like 10 seconds or so, it's always available for you to use her teleporter. And so people have done a lot of strategies. Like even, so I think yesterday I was playing Symmetra. I rarely, as much as I enjoy playing Symmetra, I rarely play her on comp. She still can be a divisive figure.
Yeah.
But I had a team who worked well with me. They're like, yeah, last base sim, we're in Hanamura. We use a teleporter to bypass that gate to get to the point.
Oh, wow.
Because now, with the, so long as everybody with you and they press that L3 at the same time, you just jump through, get in the middle. And you, since you're coming from behind, you're able to disrupt the team by the gate and still send some folks to capture the point.
That's interesting.
So, okay. And a lot of people also are playing her in such a way where, because you can teleport D.Va bombs, you can teleport turrets, like Torbjorn's turret.
Yeah.
You can even do it such a way where Reinhardt can begin his charge, go through the Symmetra teleporter, and continue on his charge at the other end.
That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
That's really cool.
And they're making her stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I've noticed that.
And that's because for the first year of the Overwatch League, nobody ever played her.
Yeah.
And even now, she's still a seldomly used character. But that's because right now the meta has been all about goats. And those are goats is 3 tanks, 3 healers. That's going to come to an end next month. I mean, August, September, when they roll out the roll queue system, that's going to be over. But right now, I mean, it's a way which for those characters who don't get as much attention, they're buffing them. So like Symmetra's getting, Symmetra has been buffing. They're going to do some more tweaks to make her stronger. They were toying the idea of buffing Moira. Right now, there's a common situation where when Moira go up against Reinhardt is a counter to Moira. Because the length of his swing, he can easily batter out Moira. Same thing with Symmetra. Okay. A lot of people switch to a Reinhardt or a Winston to combat Symmetra.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of Winston real quick.
Yes.
So, I used to enjoy playing Winston. But
it's a monkey.
Now that I've come back to the game and like I'm playing Winston, I feel like he almost can't compete anymore. I don't know if it's just my skill level and coming at Overwatch from outside, not understanding like, oh, you're supposed to play Winston in this kind of range versus me jumping into the people.
You're also playing with me and Larissa. And we are at a higher level in terms of the quick play placements. And so you guys are also competing against people who've been playing the game much longer than all of you have. So that's one of the big challenges with you guys playing with us. Like,
right.
If I switch to
Trial by Fire,
Enrique's account, uses his account set, his account literally is at level 20.
Okay.
You have a different experience in terms of the competitiveness.
Now,
Winston is still a viable character, and he's usually seen as when people run goats, people would like to bring in Winston because he's a person who dives in and dives out.
Right.
Okay.
He's the most mobile tank.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Well, that and Hammer.
Well, yeah. True.
But he is, and that's why the big man.
He's the most mobile shield tank.
Hmm.
What, is he a shield tank?
Not really.
No,
right?
He's not really a shield tank.
Bubble
shield.
He just had,
The bubble's there, but it's nowhere near as durable as, say, as Reinhardt.
That shit popped quicker than a normal bubble.
But the big meta for a while used to be dive. And a dive is basically having Hammond paired with D.Va.
And Taro.
And so, if you have if you have a Winston dive in.
Ooh, I'm about to die.
And a D.Va diving with him, she can shoot within his shield. He could do a lot, proximity damage.
Yeah.
And then they could both bounce out.
Okay.
So Hammond is great. I encourage you to play it more. You just need to make sure, it's kind of hard unless you know who's with you. Yeah. You just need to have a good healer or at least somebody there who can pair up with your abilities.
Yeah.
Because you're right. He's kind of like a lot of your flanking characters. Him, Doomfist, which is the Hammond, they're great getting in, calling destruction and coming out. But if they go in by themselves, in a 1v5 situation, it's a wrap.
I got beat by Doomfist so bad. I'm like, oh, I can play Doomfist now.
there's three things I'm going to say before we move on. One, because at a certain point of the night, because especially because of Cam and just the way that Cam is, mm-hmm. we were just all arguing with each other over the mic, all in good fun, but just like arguing. Man. And Cam kept getting on DJ, because whenever DJ would get clapped by a character, he'd be like, "I'm gonna play this character now."
It never works out, guys. It never works. It does.
The other thing I'll talk about is this one isolated incident that killed me when we were playing, and I forget what map we were on, mm-hmm. but we were all grouped up behind Orisa's shield.
We were Ilios at Ash, the well.
The Ash on the other team came up behind us and booped all of us into a hole.
Yes.
The entire team.
She walked up. She wasn't even crouched. She just walked on up like, "Hey, what's over here? Oh, all three of y'all. Well, let me just..."
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I was cackling at the replay of that. And then the last thing I'll say is I started playing McCree because I was curious. Because mm-hmm. at this point, I have...
He got a big buff recently, too.
He did, yeah. I have established characters, so now I'm opening the doors to checking out some other characters just to see. And McCree is a character that I like because he... Because the stun thing that he does, like mm-hmm. he can throw that flashbang at you and mm-hmm. stun, mm-hmm. and that allows you to kind of get in and out of situations or make it easier for other team members to kill if you need to.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm having difficulty with McCree is I still haven't got the hang of his ult, because unless you're up mm-hmm. on top of somewhere and you have a clear view.
Yes.
It's basically not useless, but it's really hard to use.
Yeah. That's how people do it.
Yeah, McCree
leaves the fight and find a way to go behind them mm-hmm. and do it. That's usually like, if I hear McCree ult, I'm actually most of the time looking behind myself.
Right.
But that's usually where that's the one time McCree actually flanks is to lose all. And a lot of people, like, he'll like get somewhere high or at least get to a point where you can take out the healers.
Yeah. And I gotta keep playing with him and getting used to him, because I just need to find the right times to flank. Because other times I'm like, I don't feel like I should be flanking right now because we're getting washed or we don't have enough PE. And so, but he's definitely somebody that I'm enjoying getting to learn.
Yeah.
As a DPS main or a DPS side character. Yeah.
So Dita, do you see yourself playing more Overwatch, or you feel like you've had your fill and you wanna?
I see myself playing Overwatch with y'all. Like,
yeah.
I don't see myself playing Overwatch by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, it really just goes back to the whole like progression. Like, there's no real progression in the game other than your own skill.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's cool, but for me, I have other games that I can progress in. And like, if I have absolutely nothing to play, then Overwatch can be that game that I play.
That's fair. Yeah. That's sort of how I feel too. Like, every now and then I might play by myself, but usually it's like I'll get on because I know that y'all are
on. Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, bet, let's like group up and hang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been playing. And before we go any further, we're gonna have a word from our sponsors, I guess Blizzard.
They should.
Hey there, enjoying the episode? Want to hear more? Then we're gonna need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show, and if you have subscribed, great, spread the word, tell everybody. To follow us on social media, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at PressX2Start, Twitter at PressX2S, and YouTube now at PressX2StartTV. And if you've done all of this already, well done.
And we're back.
Yes.
Hey. So it's time for the quick hits. It's time for the quick hits.
Hey.
It's time for the quick hits.
Hey.
It's time for the quick hits.
Hey.
Make way for the percolator.
All right. Time for the quick hits. Number one, CD Projekt Red promises no disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
And religious theme Cyberpunk 2077 quest. I nailed Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, well done.
Practicing.
Well done.
Been practicing.
Yeah.
So this story is a very interesting story because it all spiraled out of control from a mistranslation.
Sounds like the internet.
Yeah.
About right. Yeah. So basically, CD Projekt Red was interviewed, and the interviewer had asked him about religion in the game.
Right.
Excuse me. The mistranslation happened because, let me start over, guys.
Okay. I can edit this.
This is DJ AKA. All right. So there was a mistranslation that happened, and the mistranslation had said that Christianity was going to be in the game, but it was going to be a faction in the game, and that they wanted to show religion in the game, but basically not turn away from the darker sides.
Right.
That was a mistranslation because they actually meant the opposite in terms of they don't want to avoid religion as a topic in the game.
Right.
But they're not going to disrespect religion. And so that's pretty much what that was.
Okay. I mean, it'd have been interesting if they did like make religions factions in the game. That'd be kind of cool in terms of like displaying the division sometimes it ends up being between.
Yeah.
But I also am a proponent for like, I never like seeing people portray things like race or religion or sexual orientation purely to take the piss out of it, I guess.
Because
then it's kind of like, okay, you're being like an edgelord right now. You're like a Reddit thread.
You're only doing this to serve one purpose.
Right, exactly. So
there's no historical context or fidelity. Because you could do a historical context of religious wars.
Yeah, exactly. And that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, so.
Just like when anime uses black people. Yep.
I'm looking at you, Mr. Popo.
So, side note, I been watching Netflix yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is completely off tangent. I'm sorry, guys.
Watching the Netflix.
The Netflix, yes. Mm-hmm. And Saint Seiya?
Yeah.
They basically remade it. It's now like a 3D-ish show.
Of course.
Saint Seiya is a really, really old show. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's where Ronin Warriors came from. Like, that's where, like, Power Rangers came from.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I was watching the show. Yes, it's an anime. So, all the people are of the same color.
Yeah.
And it got to one point where there was like a tournament that was happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was the main character who is same color
mm-hmm.
versus this. Mind you, everyone in this show has been human looking, absolutely human looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main character has to fight this giant, big, strong.
One of them space niggas.
yeah. Big, strong black guy. And it's like, this man has snake eyes, has like fang teeth. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
does it have like bright red lips?
No. He has big dark skin colored lips.
Okay.
Because they're not going to make him pink because they don't want that mess. Anyways, it's just like.
So what you're saying
is, where does this guy come from? Like all the people here are human, are absolutely 100% homo sapien. Where does nigga come from?
Whose man is this?
Sounds like a completely accurate depiction of black people.
Yeah.
I wear contacts every day.
Absolutely.
So they don't count.
Exactly. They can't tell about my snake eyes.
Yes. Number two. Pokemon Go Team Rocket invades.
Oh, no.
Hide your wives, hide your kids.
Here's the thing, right? If you're still playing this game, you absolutely know what the fuck's happening right now. If you don't, you don't really care. Number three, the Pokemon Company and Tencent announces
another Pokemon.
Yes, they're announcing they're partnering on a new game. Everyone, hold your butts. This could be the fabled Pokemon Stadium Battle Royale.
I feel like there are so many Pokemon games that are coming out in like the next several months.
But people are spending the money on it. Like this is.
I mean, Pokemon's going to be lucrative for as long as it wants to be.
Right. Because if you think about it, we have Pokemon Go that's in the wild right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pokemon Masters, which is coming out later this summer, also a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Pokemon Sword and Shield that's coming later this year.
Yep.
And that is a Switch game. So it's interesting that they're doing another game. Now,
is this game more geared towards the Chinese market because it is Tencent?
That's a very good question. I don't think Pokemon Go is gated in China. I don't think any of the Pokemon games are really gated in China. Because, I mean, their themes are you just catch things and imprison them. What's wrong with that?
Look, right? Tencent and a couple of other Chinese development companies have been really investing into these properties and trying to find ways to make money, not just within the mainland, but also just worldwide. So it doesn't surprise me that Tencent yet again is getting their hands into entertainment. I mean, they've also been doing a lot more work in Hollywood. So I guess it's for them just how they're trying to get on this money-making platform.
As quick as they can.
Yeah.
So, number four.
Hey.
Microsoft will drop Cortana from Xbox One as part of another dashboard redesign.
What'd that mean?
Number five. Yeah, I mean, you know, the idea is to make the user interface more streamlined, which is awesome, cool, because apparently no one's really using Cortana.
Cortana on my laptop and I don't use it. It's like I've probably been trying to push on the consumers and we don't want it.
Yeah, like I don't have a mic attached to my desktop upstairs. But yeah, Cortana still bugs the fuck out of me.
Right. But do you need help with anything? Bitch, no.
No.
Now you know why Mazda Chief dropped her ass.
I need help to get you off my computer.
Who let you in here?
Number five. The first three Doom games are out right now on the Switch.
Yay!
With added DRM. So.
Oh.
What's DRM stand for?
Would you say Dr. Mario?
I was like, Dr. Mario, digital rice maker. I don't know.
So DRM is digital rights management. So the idea with this is that when Doom 1 and Doom 2 are originally released, they were single player games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now in this day and age,
like God intended.
Straight face. So now in this day and age, every game is online and so forth. Yep. And Bethesda has this DRM policy where when you get these games, or when you get Doom 1 and Doom 2, you have to actually sign on to the internet, just say, hey, this is an illegitimate copy of the game. And then after that, you can play the game offline.
Okay.
Which suck if you don't have interconnection at all. So then you can't play the game at all.
Well, then your life sucks in general. Like, that's a bigger problem. You get the internet. It's like a utility at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. You got bigger problems. You need to go fund me to get yourself some Comcast.
Number six.
Doug is savage.
Right. A new. Okay. So, okay. Mm. Hold your butts, everyone.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I'm clenching.
We got news on a PS5 game.
Ooh, what is it?
First confirmed PS5 game.
I can't wait. Is Grand Theft Auto 6?
It is.
Oh, is Last of Us 2 going to have a cross generation?
I don't know.
Even better than both of those games.
What?
Dying Light 2, guys.
Nigga, what?
Who's dying?
What is?
Number 7. Yeah, so Dying Light 2 is, okay, cool. Like, the developer just said, yeah, it's going to come on this generation and next generation. So,
I assume for anything that comes out next
pretty much. It's like,
oh, shit, that's going to sell some consoles right there.
Yep.
Maybe be like day one release. You get a Dying Light 2 combo.
I'm trying to get that Dying Light 2 bundle.
Number 7.
Oh, God.
Anthem needs to kill its store, distribute all loot in game.
I'm getting my damn 2 trophies.
Absolutely. And that's it for quick hits.
Well, and now time for the heavy hitters.
There we go.
So, got a bit of a 2-part Death Stranding news story.
Ooh. Death Stranding watch?
Yeah. That's what we're going to say until it comes out. So, we are now deadlocked in the Keanu-sans.
I think some would say deathlocked.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
So, it seems now that anywhere you looked, Keanu Reeves is there. Or Keanu Reeves is being speculated to be there.
That's true.
MCU, John Wick.
All in toast.
In toast.
As Jesus.
Exactly.
I'm afraid to say anything because of my whore mouth.
Period. That's it. Yep.
You found Keanu Reeves in your mouth. We're going to talk off cast.
I'm a married man, sir.
Tell that to John Bernthal.
Oh, wow.
You thought. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so in the wake of the Cyberpunk 2077 news with him being an integral part of that story, it turned out that Death Stranding had approached Keanu with the possibility of him being a part of that game in Mads Mikkelsen's role.
No. Somebody approached Kojima.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Somebody approached Kojima and pitched Keanu being a part of the game in Mads' part.
Interesting.
But because Kojima got a big old boner for Mads Mikkelsen, he said, was like, no. Nah, fam, we need Mads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I only
honestly,
have one place in my heart, and it's mad.
There's two white men in my heart, and they're in this game.
I wonder if he's like a Walking Dead fan.
I don't know. I just know that he's a big fan of like American cinema or European cinema in general. Mm. So like, you know, but
I'm so surprised a Japanese creator who loves American Western media.
Wait, are you being sarcastic? I don't know.
But honestly, you know, it would have been interesting to see Keanu in that part, but I honestly feel like he matches Cyberpunk more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and Mads has that kind of eerie, creepy feel to him that matches Death Stranding. So honestly, it ended up working for the better anyway.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that.
You know, I'm a big Keanu fan, so I would love to see him all over the place, but everything worked out the way it should have.
Yeah, and you know, Mads Mikkelsen, he just looks like a villain.
He does.
Like, it's just,
I mean, he played Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Point. I want to say, wasn't he in a James Bond film at one point?
Yeah, he was in, he was the villain of Casino Royale.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
So.
Kind of like the guy who plays Tywin Lannister. Also plays a very good villain.
Oh, Charles Dance?
Yeah, him. Yeah, Angelica Houston. Like, there's some people who are, you know, Jennifer Lewis. They play great villains.
Yeah. Yeah. To the point that when you see them not play a villain, it's very off-putting.
Like, who the hell are you? You're supposed to be nice. You're supposed to be somebody's bad stepmother.
It's one of the great things about what they did with Captain Marvel is you see, okay, Ben Mendelsohn's playing the Skrull guy. He's clearly a bad guy. And then they flip it on your ass.
Mm.
But
he played a bad guy in three movies in the same year, too.
Right, exactly. So, number two, just, I think, as of recording this morning, either this morning or last night, they dropped a character trailer for Hartman from Death Stranding, who was being played by director Nicholas Winding Refn. And
before you encounter Hartman, you have to have beaten Lungman and Legman.
And Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes Man.
That one is always hard because a bunch of them you're fighting at once.
Yeah, exactly. Getting jumped.
Gang bang.
So in this character trailer, it does a very interesting thing of introducing you to this character and giving you a lot of context about what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
So basically, Hartman is a man stuck between the two realms in this game.
His on purpose.
Right. His body occupies the physical realm and his soul is in the other realm. He says that basically his soul is on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going on with his character is he can come back to his body, bring his soul back to his body for 21-minute increments at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that time, he does whatever he feels like he needs to do or indulges in earthly pleasures the best that he can for that 21-minute block of time or does work, and then his soul returns.
Yeah.
So he says, I think he's died at this point, like, over 200,000 times or something like that.
Jesus. And the idea is that he's looking for his family on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And so now with that news, it seems as though there are three characters in this game so far that occupy two completely different realities at the same time.
Yeah.
Mads Mikkelsen's character, I believe, Troy Baker's character, and now Hartman.
Right.
And so how that's going to play into things with the duality of everything, we'll see. But it just gives you more hints on how certain things operate.
I wonder if the reality that they're all occupying, or the second reality that they're all occupying, if they are the same like Hades.
Right. Exactly.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Because Hartman is looking in, and looking in Hades for his family. Bro, they're probably dead twice.
I almost feel like it's a Dante's Inferno type situation where there's layers to it.
Yeah,
it's not just like every bit of Hades is this war zone. Like it feels like there's
there's levels. Other fantasy levels that you can explore with their own unique challenges.
Makes sense.
But we will find out in November.
It's like New York.
November 8th.
Mm-hmm. So, next up.
We going gambling, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Blackjack and hookers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Where are my drinks at?
The only stipulation that you have to have GTA 5 in order to do it.
Oh, man.
I can just go down the street at like Maryland Live.
Okay. Well, we can do that after the podcast.
Okay, cool.
Also, I guess we can't really do hookers because, you know, two of us are married and one of us is spoken for, so I guess.
Oh, because we will not say anything about what happened between you and Keanu Reeves, okay? It'll be our little secret.
All right. Because I'm keeping the secret with you and John Bernthal. We'll just
delete this podcast. It's fine.
No, it's an open secret.
Oh.
He just calls me up. I just show up, you know.
Damn.
I know, right?
Have some respect for yourself.
What's not an open secret is GTA 5 newest update, mm-hmm. which is this whole casino thing.
Right.
Which has been such a clusterfuck for everybody because they were like, oh, you're doing gambling now? And they're like, yeah, we're doing gambling. And then we're like, fuck you.
Well, this isn't the first time they have gambling. This is the...
yeah, so...
I just wonder if there's a champagne lounge inside the casino.
You know there's no sex in the champagne room, though.
Mm. You can't even have sex in GTA. Actually.
Hot coffee, my gay.
Yeah, you're right. No, I think the processes still work. Anyways, whatever. Going down a rabbit hole. So, there is a GTA 5 online gambling update that just went live. And people are flipping out because of microtransactions
right.
and gambling and... And this is supposed to be gambling, and people don't like gambling in games, so this is a really bad thing for video games. Meanwhile, GTA is like, I mean, we're not going to delete the update, guys, so deal with it. So, just to get down to nitty-gritty, when you go into this casino, there's a basic membership that gives you access to 50,000 chips.
Okay.
That costs you 500 in-game Grand Theft Auto dollars.
Okay.
You also get free chips daily.
That's a lot of pedestrians I got to run over.
Yeah.
Damn,
and the thing is, like,
Robin.
$500 in that game really isn't much. It's like,
it's not at all.
Yeah. It's like,
that's how a true casino works. It's like gambling in, like, what was it, Fillmont Street, where you could have like $5 blackjack tables.
Mm.
This is how they get you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the exchange rate is one chip for one GTA dollar.
Okay.
The idea is that any game that you win in the casino, you get to cash it out for GTA dollars. But of course, you can't cash that out to real dollars.
Right.
So that's kind of...
That's how they get out of the profit mode.
Exactly.
Of the, yeah, yeah. Because
exactly.
We have to give you 1099s and you got to report your income.
They just email you.
Imagine like putting down Grand Theft Auto on your taxes.
But here's the thing. Imagine having a casino.
We're going to investigate on this. Right. You can't be stealing shit and just putting it out there like that.
Hey. If you need to, you can do a Fifth Amendment tax return where you can tell the IRS that I have income that I wish to pay taxes on, but I cannot tell you where it comes from.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yes. Even crimes have to be paid for.
Can I do that on my W-2?
Your W-2, I mean, depending upon who gives you, I mean, the W-2 is what you, if you're self-employed and that's your, no, I'm sorry, no, just you know, report your income.
I appreciate that you tried. All right, so, you can only purchase a maximum of 50,000 chips and then you enter a cooldown period, which you have to wait before you can get another stack of chips.
Okay,
They literally
were cutting you off for the night, buddy.
Exactly.
You don't know me.
They're literally doing all they can to make this work, but also be cognizant of stemming people's like addiction to like gambling and all that stuff. So like it's like, okay, I can understand like that you did that. And okay, so where I'm coming from on this, I feel like GTA has literally done all that it can without introducing fucking Megazords into this game. So it's just
don't
like,
give them any ideas.
I'll be down for a Megazord now. I might just buy that game.
Grand Theft Auto, Giant Robo.
Right? So,
you can kill, you can rob, you can hold up heist, and now you can gamble.
Exactly.
So, you can have investment properties. What's not the like?
So
Grand Theft Auto getting a little too close to actual life at this point.
So one of the things that people were talking about was, of course, well, I can just buy a shark card and then take that shark card and then take that money and go into the casino.
Right.
GTA 5 has some barriers around that.
Yeah.
On top of that, because the chips are GTA dollars, you really aren't dropping like $10, $20 in-game or real-life currency to get like that GTA currency. For example, a Red Shark card is 100,000 GTA dollars, but that's only $3 in our money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on top of that, like, you have to stop after a certain period.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to say that this whole internet stuff is a little too much. It's a little too much. I can understand people are just like, that's a slippery fucking slope. And we're on the slippery fucking slope.
I mean, but online gambling is already illegal depending on which state you're living in. I mean, this is you can kill people, you can maim them, you can run over pedestrians, and now you can gamble. I mean, the only thing is they have yet to do is allow you to pimp people out. So it's just
shit. You are right.
I mean, what this is GTA. I was update. Not to expect from it. I mean, you can play poker and gamble that way in Reddit online.
Yep.
So it'll be the next update will be a pimp simulator, and then the next update after that
before to recruit people, go to the bus stop to check people out,
and then just before Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out, there's going to be a courtroom simulator, and you have to pay for your sins,
featuring Judge Judy.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Even better, Judge Joe Brown. I know a crackhead when I see one, and you want crack.
Hey, guys, we got an update. We got a Press X to Start update.
Oh, shit.
Sean has officially gotten over motherfucking watch.
Oh, snap. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey. You know what? After I'm done riding my motorcycle time, we can play tonight if you want. If you don't have lives.
Yeah, I got a birthday party to go to, and then I'm going to
a
birthday party.
I'm sorry.
So, we'll see.
We'll get on there, though.
Yeah.
At some point.
We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
But give us your news story, Doug.
Oh, my news story. It's something. Just something legal. Don't worry about that. Oh, anyway, what it affects is, okay, so I don't own a Switch, so I cannot speak from personal knowledge about having the so-called Joy-Con drift. But apparently, a lot of people are having issues with their Joy-Con controllers when playing with their Nintendo Switch. So much so that there is a guy who reached out to a law firm in Washington State, and they're planning a class action lawsuit against Nintendo of America. Awesome. Yep. So go ahead.
I just want to say real quick, as a person who owns two Switches, mm-hmm. I have not had this issue.
Okay.
I also will say that I don't play my Switch nearly enough to probably have this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the time that I spend playing Pokemon won't put me in a range mm-hmm. to have this issue.
Well, at least from the article from Gizmodo, when you call the Joy-Con drip, it is an issue which the Switch's detachable controllers can detect input or drift even when nothing's actually touching the analog sticks. Mm-hmm. And while there's no official numbers that have been published saying how many people have run into this problem, an informal survey conducted within Kotaku found that roughly a quarter of Kotaku staffers have experienced some form of Joy-Con drift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they have an editor's note that at least two Gizmodo staffers have personally experienced this issue. And then numerous complaints have been posted about this on a lot of different forums, Reddit, even on Nintendo's website forums.
Mm.
So when you open up the lawsuit itself, the named plaintiff, Ryan Diaz, he's actually a citizen of California. He is the lead plaintiff here. But the law firm itself is actually looking for individuals who can form the class to pretty much saying, Nintendo, you advertise this product. There's an implied warranty that when you sell a good, or that this good is going to be actually usable, mm-hmm. that is going to fit the purpose of what you're marketing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have not done that because we have products that fails this warranty. And so in issuing this lawsuit, they're looking for other people similarly situated around the country who can sign up. You can sign up online. I would tell you that the law firm name itself is quite long and convoluted, but maybe just look up Joy-Con Switch lawsuit. You can probably find it. You can see more information. You can decide for yourself if you want to join them or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty much saying that, hey, you know, with Ryan D as an example, he bought his controllers, found that they were defective after 11 months of use, 10 to 11 months of use. He shipped it back to Nintendo because they were still kind of covered under their 1-year warranty, got the product back, and then soon thereafter was also failing on him yet again. He had another set of controllers that were starting to fail after 13 months. So that's a month or so after the warranty period. So he couldn't send it, ship it back and get a free repair. Again, they're going for a jury trial. They're going to try to probably get a settlement if Nintendo negotiates one.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure you guys have any issue with your controllers. I've had issue with my PS4 controller.
Yes. Yes, that has been a thing.
With the sticks as well. Yeah. But I don't believe they had a class action lawsuit about it.
Nope.
No. But we shall see what happens. I'm looking forward to maybe I might get the Google Stadia controller. I got a new Pixel 3, so. I'll see.
There you go.
I need to find a way to play with John Bernthal online. So
play with and as John Bernthal.
Man, I might. I mean, I like to think of myself as John Bernthal when I play Reaper. So I don't know.
I'll just let you know when I make it. Doug, I will. Introduce you to.
You gotta give me at least like a 6-month notice so I can get in shape. I need to look good. I can't look like a slob. You know.
You look like a slob. Yeah, you'd be all right.
Oh, I need to be fit. He's got his
Armani Exchange polo on right now. He looks good.
This is pretty proletarian. I need to step my game up. Okay, you're approaching him. You got to be. It's not about fashion with him. You got to be like muscularly rugged.
Okay,
it is how I imagine. Anyway,
but yeah. So that's about it. Take us home, DJ.
Well, I'm already home.
I said, take us home, DJ.
Oh, like. Uber? You mean call Uber for you guys?
No. Put us in your car and drive us home.
All right.
Like a good host would.
Well, strap in everyone because we're about to go on an adventure. Cruising on down Main Street, you're
relaxed and feeling good. Strap Woo! In or strap on?
Oh.
Hey.
Strap on and then strap in. Because if you just strap on and get into an accident, you go flying out the car.
At least you'll die mid-orgasm.
Well, this has been another episode of Press X Star Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it. Don't forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. Every little bit helps.
Just a tip.
If you miss any of this, you can find all the details and more on our website at PressX2Star.com.
And we'll let you guys know early on if we have a group play. So check out our website, especially Facebook and Twitter. We'll post when we actually play online together.
All right.
We'll be more up on that. Until next time.
Uno out.
Toodaloo.